Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. It's Jill and Kim at One Harmonic Hole. Did you
Today's
know? Did you
message.
hear the sky is falling? Jill, the sky is falling. The
What?
sky is falling. Goodness. Oh, this is crazy. How the okay, the word gullibility. That one's I gotta go with that one first. Okay. People have been so gullible in the past to believe the sky is truly falling. Say somebody on Facebook were to literally put on a message like, "Oh my gosh, this just happened in my area, the sky is falling." And in the past, everybody would have been like, "Oh, what?" And they would have trickled it on with that message. They would have shared it and they would have like responded and like, "What are the details? When's it going to happen? Da 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 da." And that's the gullibility part that is now changing. Now people are like, is it really? Is it really?
We have like a new gauge. It's a very precise gauge that's developed or something in us. Like you said, we're like, even sometimes it's not even, is it really? Sometimes I'm instantly too like, nope. Like
Right.
I, something comes up and I just, it's a sense. There's an inner sense, you know? It's a knowing. You're like, nope, move on. Other times it's like you explore it a little bit. You maybe read into, say, the Facebook thread a little bit or something, and you're like, a TikTok story. Someone sent me a TikTok story of last week of something. I recall instantly. I was like, everything in me was like, nope, BS. BS radar was just going off all over the place. Other ones that come from through TikTok, it's like holy truth. Like this is totally like you can just feel and sense and know. Like that one's tons of information in there that's like mind blowing. I think there's this gauge that we're a gullibility gauge.
And I hear the young kids in my head saying, "We just unlocked an emoji." So, kids' terminology is crazy. The teenagers and younger kids, what they come up with. And it's like they unlocked an ability. They unlocked an emoji. They unlocked something. So it's all about a game. For them, they play games all the time. So we just unlocked a new skill. Oh my goodness. But it's true, all these little things, when you get sucked in, to say the drama, when you get sucked into the gullibility, you're creating your own blockages. You're creating your own, Jill, you used the word obstacle.
You're creating your own limitations. You're creating your own obstacles. What I was really contemplating earlier this morning was the idea of most obstacles in my life, in anyone's life, in your life. Most of them we've created ourselves because we've agreed. Someone came to us and said, "Hey, Kim, did you hear? It's really, really, really difficult to create the life that you love. And it's gonna like cause you, oh my God, it's gonna be so hard. You're gonna leave your job. You're gonna panic. You're gonna do this. It's just gonna be terrible." And it's like, if you believe me, Kim, you are now creating that obstacle in your life. And if you don't believe me, if you weave your own destiny and say, "Oh, okay, you can have that if you want. It's this. I'm doing this. Like, I get there's challenges, but I'm going to play with those challenges. I'm going to be entertained by them. I'm going to be energized and invigorated by the challenge, not weighted down." It's our creative capacity is phenomenal. Like, we believe, we actually, not even believe, like, we have mastery of our creative capacity of like, maybe a drop. If you take a drop of water into the ocean and we think we know how to create our lives and we're like doing these things where we're, you know, creating obstacles for ourselves. We're believing these alarms people are throwing at us. Did you hear? Did you hear? Did you hear? You know, We used to anyway. We'd get sucked in by drama that wasted our time. Like these things are falling away effortlessly. Like you used to have to like work diligently to keep those things at bay. It's like kind of in line with the theme this week, Kim. These new skills, this new level, this new skill that's been a lot unlocked, they're just here.
Yep.
All you have to do is engage them. You don't even have to work for them. Just engage them. Just go use that gullibility gauge and keep refining it so it's more and more precise, and you will unlock creativity. You will unlock so much for yourself.
Yeah. I used to say, well, we, Jill and I, were telling people a while ago in our talks to just ask. Ask questions. So in your head, the more questions you ask, the more you're going to get things redefined. So when somebody says, hey, the sky is falling, stop and you ask those questions in your head. Or when you hear something on TikTok and you're like, oh, and you have a little bit of a sense like, okay, that might not seem real. It might be real, but you don't go to the alarming effects in your body. You know, be like, oh my gosh, did you hear that? And you start the train cycle. It's more you got that little bit of hint. Then you start asking questions. And the more questions you ask.
My favorite question, I call it an interrupter question, as I interrupted you. If you tell me something, Kim, you say, the sky is falling, and instantaneously in my head, I will say, is it? Is it?
Exactly.
It's enough of an interruption that I'm not in consensus with what Kim's telling me yet. I give myself enough time and enough space to, like you said, Kim, ask other questions, you know, and determine if that's, you know, truth or a good route or, you know, whatever you want to determine it to be. That's very reliant on the context. But, when people tell me stuff like this is happening, is it? Is it? America's going to hell in a handbasket.
Yep. This company is going to lay off 800 or 1,000 employees. And you're like, they may lay off, but really? And you're like, how did they come up with that number? Yeah. And if there's nothing that is evidence or proof or anything like that in front of you, how can you keep passing on something you have no validity to?
Right.
You just got caught up in the gullibility.
Exactly. And asking the question, is it, doesn't,
yep.
You're not dismissing it. You're just ensuring you're not getting caught up in, like you said, caught up in gullibility. So it's a really powerful question.
Yep. So is it going to be a is it type of day? oh my goodness.
It's gonna Your gullibility of... gauge begins with asking, is it? Is that true? What is it means? It means, is that true? Is that true? And I'm not encouraging people to go into denial about things. If there's like, you know, if someone is, you know, go extreme here just to give, like, if someone's on the sidewalk and you know, they hurt their ankle, you don't stand there and go, is it? Like, if they're there, you know, screaming in pain, holding their ankle, you know, they're giving you ample evidence to believe that's not when you question gullibility. You know, so it's also discernment of knowing when to use this, because that's gullibility too. Gullibility doesn't really have discernment. Gullibility just goes wherever it's, you know, wherever it goes, where, whatever. But I think all our listeners have enough discernment to know when to, when to really question and when to just go, oh, yep, they hurt their ankle, let me help. And to, you know, very quickly get into action.
And with that, there's like less emotion with that.
Yeah.
Versus the other way, your emotions get ticked up even more. And you almost, that's kind of another a gauge. It's like, where are your emotions at, too? The more there's an enhancement inside, like, woo, either too excited or too angry, frustrated, if that's like ticked up a lot, instead of more like a calm anger, there's a difference, okay?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, there's a little frustration, you're annoying, okay, whatever, but it is what it is. There's truth to that. But if all of a sudden I'm looking at it and I'm like, they can't be right, that's not right, I'm going to blah, 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 there's some gullibility going on. You don't have all the facts. Reel it back in and say, is it?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Whew. This one went a little, this one went good.
We worked hard to like unearth this topic today. We'll share another time of what goes into these short daily messages, which are a little longer of late because there's so much coming through. But yeah,
It kind of
very
stays
cool.
along on the lines this week. It's more calm.
Yep.
So when this message was coming up, it was like it's supposed to be more calm. And we're like, the sky's falling. How? What? So we had to take some time with this one. Allow it to come through.
Yeah,
And
stick with the calm this week as much as you can. Practice it. That gauge, that gullibility gauge, as we're calling it, the question, is it, all of that stuff, I believe, is just gonna like come through with very effortlessly as long as you're sticking in that more calm space. And if you get pulled away from the calm space, that's okay. You just got a bunch of tools that we shared, easy tools to, reel yourself back in, ask the questions, whatever. But yeah, there's a new calm around that's just phenomenal this week. It's such a relief. Oh, thank you.
Yes. Whew.
Yeah.
Oof.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thanks for listening, and until next time.